After the infamous murder trial on the silver screen, we're going to go to the smaller screen and visit that all-too-familiar site, YouTube. ARN host Natalie Zhang sat down with YouTube personality Keenan Mossman, who you gamers probably know as Cricken. For those of you who don't procrastinate on YouTube, Mossman posts videos of himself playing videos with funny commentary. His videos have millions of views, and his channel has 500,000 subscribers. But he's not your average gamer.
Okay, my name is Keenan. I have been making YouTube videos online for about 8 years now, under the alias Cricken. They are gaming videos on YouTube where I'll play a game and kind of approach it from a creative angle and kind of try to get interesting, original content out of a game that doesn't expect me to play it that way, if that makes sense. I try to approach a game from an original perspective and kind of bend it to my will so I can make a unique video out of it.
Interesting. So you try to push the boundaries with the game?
Exactly, yeah. I look at the game and I see what affordances it allows, and then I go in and I try and push those boundaries to a place that it does something it's not supposed to, or it'll get, you know, a humorous kind of result.
What made you decide to start doing this?
Yeah, it sounds pretty crazy, but back when I was like in kindergarten, so I guess I was only like 6 years old, I would play on the playground with my friends, and the way that I like to play, and I thought I was the first one to create this, was I would actually run around the playground and I would narrate a story to my friends in which they were all the protagonists and I was the antagonist. So I would come up with situations where they were in, like, you know, a haunted mansion, and it's like they had to decide between fighting a zombie or like running out the other door. And then based on their decision, I would kind of imagine and create a story for them that I would all narrate to them. So I took that same love for storytelling and for creating my own adventures. And when I, you know, discovered video games, then I took it there and I started taking a video game and making my own stories out of those. And now I'm at USC studying game development. So I've taken my desire for storytelling from, you know, the purely narrative one to now I'm building my own game mediums for what other people can make stories out of.
Oh my goodness. And so you started commenting on these games, I guess, like around 2007, and no one else was doing it. So then from there, did you just take off on YouTube?
Yeah, well, I was still in high school. I was in middle school and then high school. So I wasn't able to do this full time, but I've never really seen this as a full time job. I've always kind of seen it as a part time job slash a hobby that I like, that I think is like a big part of me, but I ultimately want to get into game development. So I always thought, you know, I got to do well in my school enough that I can get, you know, into college and start learning game development. And in the whole while, YouTube is allowing me to keep, you know, this dream alive sort of thing. So, I definitely didn't put in the same amount of time that you'll find a lot of other YouTubers online, but I definitely put a lot of care into all my videos, and so I think the quality showed. It was more quality rather than quantity. I'd make, you know, maybe one video a month, but each of those videos would get like 500,000 views. So people liked what I created and kept coming back for more. I definitely feel like I have a community online that I can always go to for, you know, support, or if I have feedback on something, and, you know, it's nice having people that got your back.
And because that's a large number of people who watch you. So then I'm guessing you get like fan mail.
Yeah.
Occasional fan mail.
Yeah, I get fan mail and I get recognized in person sometimes. And even at SC a couple times, one time I was like on my way to like, you know, play squash with my roommate. And it was like the middle of the night and like some guy riding a bike stopped me and was like, "Hey, you're Cricken." I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh, that's great." And he just rode right off.
In the dark?
Yeah, in the middle of the dark. I don't know how he saw me. It was really a little unnerving, but. It's always flattering when people say hi.
What's it like, though, to live a double life? Is it a double life? I mean...
Yeah, it definitely was, I think, more in high school. In high school, it's very much a double life because by day, I was just kind of like this quiet kid keeping my head down, getting through like chemistry and math and, you know, just hated high school in general. It was not really for me. It was just very traditional. And my mind was always like looking for the next big thing, like the future, like what can I do to prepare myself like professionally and like entertainment wise, because I knew I was going to get into the entertainment industry eventually. I just wanted to do it sooner. And so then by night I would just go home and record games and edit and live stream to thousands of people. And like, I was a celebrity when I was online, and then I'd go back to school and like, I was just quiet. So it's a very odd sort of fracturing of your personality. I still feel it in some sense that I'm kind of two different personalities.
What's your online personality like?
I wouldn't really say it's a little bit different from me. Like, so Keenan is like me personally. locally, you know, in person. But Cragen is a bit more aggressive, definitely. A bit more open-ended, a bit more outgoing. Your online personality is kind of a representation of what you do in games. So with all the eclectic games that I've played, I've kind of taken on this multi-faced sort of playful, kind of manipulative almost sort of character that when he goes to approach something, he tries to pull at the seams and break it. Versus me, personally, I'm much more kind of easygoing and sure there's this side of me, but I don't really reflect it in person as I would online, if that makes sense.
Okay. Because especially like, I guess online Kenan or Kraken plays like horror games and zombie games.
Yeah. A lot of darker stuff.
Dark
yeah.
stuff.
I'm yeah. not that dark. Thought provoking than anything else.
So what would you define as a good game?
Well, that's tough. I define a good game as something that makes the player feel something either that they weren't expecting or that they, you know, will remember for a while.
A while as in like the next time they play a game or like
just something that sticks with them. Doesn't matter if it's, you know, for a day, for a week, for 10 years, like something that they will think back on and think like, I'm glad I did that there.
So we can find Kenan at
youtube.com/Kraken2 is my channel. And my Twitter is at Crickmaster, C-R-I-K-M-A-S-T-E-R.
All right, great. Kenan, thank you for coming on and joining us today.
Yep, thanks for having me.